an adventurer like you. And I took an arrow in the knee.
Everybody, welcome to episode number 15 of Trollstro, your Elder Scrolls Online podcast. My name is Tom Powers, and as usual, we have many topics to discuss this evening, and not that much time to do it. Sophie Brekka, how you doing?
Hi guys, I'm good. How about you?
I'm swell. Can't wait to get on with the show. I wish we had more content to talk about, but I'm looking forward to tonight's episode still. We have a couple interesting articles to discuss. Some of the news is a little disappointing, though. Not gonna lie. Tim, how you doing, man?
Doing pretty good. How are you?
I'm okay. We're gonna talk about this article first off. We'll jump into it in like a minute, but it's a little depressing. So I guess I'm a little depressed. Dan the man.
Sorry to hear that.
Can you make my night happy?
Always, man. I'll always make your night happy. I got you.
That sounds kind of weird.
God.
I was just going to say, Dan, what services do you provide?
Yeah, Dan.
Such a...
What are you inferring?
Person happy.
I strive to make people happy in my life, so I do whatever it takes.
Yeah. Okay. Calm down, Dan.
Inappropriate.
Yeah, so this is episode number 15 of your Elder Scrolls Online podcast. It's good to be back. As always, let's jump into the developer question of the week.
Hi, I'm Christy Keaton, and I'm a UI designer for Elder Scrolls Online. Each Elder Scrolls game has had an increasing number of factions. Some of these factions are the Fighters Guild, the Mages Guild, and the Companions. If you could create a faction, what would you name it and what would its role be?
All right, good question of the week. Sophie, how about you take the floor? Lay it on us. What would you...
It wouldn't be okay if I wouldn't say the guild I'm going to be in, you know, the faction legion, guys.
Oh, good bumper. Okay, good advertisement.
Well, you know what's funny is that when I found out about your guild, that's exactly the race I wanted to be, the faction I wanted to be, you know, so hey, suits me perfectly.
You know what, with all seriousness, I think our guild is more like a faction than a guild. We have parameters. People can't just join. You know, you have to be high elf only. It's almost like we're a golf club. Tim, what do you think?
A golf club. What do I think about our guild being a golf club, or what do I think about the faction?
Both.
I think a golf club is a very loose comparison.
Well, we take in quality members.
I mean, okay, I guess we could say that. Depends on the golf club, I suppose.
There's parameters.
If we're playing golf, though, I'll bring you guys down, no doubt. I'm not good at golf.
Okay, Dan.
I played once in my life.
It was figurative. It was a figurative analogy.
You see what you've done now? You see what you've done. Yeah. I guess for the faction, I have absolutely no idea. I've thought about this and nothing's come to mind. So I would I would draw a blank and have to say pass.
I got one. Okay. How about this? All Argonians, right? Call the faction YMCA. Get it?
What?
No.
I'm trying. It's processing.
Argonian swim. A lot. Uh-huh. YMCA is like known for their swimming.
That was a terrible comparison. I think your golf comparison was much better.
FML.
Yeah.
I think that was negative funny, Tom, to be honest with you.
People are sitting out there right now. Negative, funny. Feeling bad.
Okay. What does Dan think? Dan's probably going to be like,
"Oh, you
want a
me?
Water staff faction?"
No.
Called the Atlanteans.
See, what I would do is it's kind of like the show Nikita with their division. I'd go around and I'd scour and I'd get the most top trained, doesn't matter who you are, Argonian, high elf, doesn't matter. If you were smart and knowledgeable and you could perform, you'd become my faction and we would absolutely do whatever we had to be at
okay,
the
top. Wait a minute. What's the name of your faction?
You know what? I don't have a name for my faction. Let the audience decide because that's how much faith I
have.
Wait.
I'm confused.
For making a badass name.
So basically,
Dan, how would you be in this faction? What would be
I'm
your role?
Leader.
Well, so you're the leader of this faction.
Yes.
Interesting. And
yes.
You don't have a name for your faction.
No.
Okay.
You know, being a leader, you have to.
You just set the parameters.
Yeah, being a leader, you want to hear what your people have to say, you know?
Okay.
What
okay.
they
so
want.
You're,
so let's see what they want.
Your democracy.
No, they can have a voice. We'll vote on people in the power and stuff.
Well, so then you're a democracy.
Oh, sorry. I thought you said communism.
Okay. All right.
I thought you said communism. I was
okay.
Dan, okay. We'll call his faction the Dream Team.
There you go. Perfect name. If someone has a better one,
yeah, that's
feel free.
A stupid name.
Okay.
Moving right along. That was our question of the week. Tim, Sophie, Dad, thank you for participating. I'm glad that we aren't the ones that created the factions in the Elder Scrolls universe. Moving right along, this is the depressing news. It's not too new. This was an article, an interview that actually was conducted last week. Let me give you the breakdown. And I quote, this is an interview that was up on DigitalSpy.com. Digital Spy interviewed Matt Fior, and he revealed that there will not be the traditional first-person view we have experienced in previous Elder Scrolls games, Skyrim, Oblivion, etc., where you see the sword in your right hand, the shield in your left, where you could, you know, shoot balls of fire, etc. We will not have that traditional perspective in the Elder Scrolls Online, although first-person will still be possible, just as it is in every MMO. Your camera is just super zoomed in, and it looks weird. The reason why is, and I quote Matt Fuhrer, he says, the main difference here is that in an online RPG, enemies can spawn in 360-degree radius around you, especially in PvP. So third-person view mode, if you use it, will give you a far greater ability to see enemies behind you. In many situations, this will be the difference between living and not surviving in a combat sequence. Well, I can't say I disagree, right? I'm going to be playing in third person. I have no objection to playing in third person. But my fear with this is you got all these console gamers that are stoked to play The Elder Scrolls Online, and they probably aren't used to the third person perspective. Are they going to get to Tiso and they're going to be like, what the heck is this?
I played on the console, I played on the Xbox, and there was a first person and third person, and when I was playing, I found myself majority in the third person form, so.
Me too, I play third person most of the time now. The big difference here is that, you know, it's a MMO. If you play first, and that is really true, you're going to be at a disadvantage. I don't see how that would even work if they would have put first person in.
See, I understand where you guys are coming from. I feel like all of us have played third person, and we don't mind playing third person because we played other MMOs and stuff like that. But there are seriously a ton of console gamers that really appreciate the first person perspective.
Well, it's not even console gamers. I mean, PC gamers play in first person too.
PC
but
gamers.
Honestly, too. I think it's an elaborate and I'm not hating on the guy. I'm not hating on ZeniMax. I'm not hating on anybody. But I really do kind of think it's sort of an elaborate cover-up, sort of like a PR move on their part, only because they've said in the past that they were working on getting a first-person mode. And then he says later on in his statement, if you choose to play in third-person, you would have an advantage. Well, if you have an advantage, okay, in third-person, people are going to be playing in third-person anyways. If you're going to allow players to scroll in and play as in the traditional, you can't see anything, but you're kind of quote-unquote in first-person mode, why not give the players the ability to just have your sword and shield then? I mean, it makes sense, right? I think that they might have hit a bump in the road at some point during development with the first-person mode, the sword and board kind of thing, or, you know, the spell casting and yada, yada, yada. And they just figured, okay, look, there's too much stuff going on right now. It's an MMO. It's not worth implementing at this stage in the game, or it's just not even worth implementing at all because it does give you a disadvantage in an MMO. We're just going to kind of scrap the idea. Because, like I said, they've said before that they were working on it, and now all of a sudden, out of nowhere, they're just like, look, we feel it gives you a disadvantage. Well, what changed your mind in 2 months? Honestly, I think it was sort of a hiccup during the development cycle.
It's going to be interesting to see how those gamers that usually play in first person react to this. And it's going to be interesting to see how many of those gamers are actually out there. Because I'm afraid they're going to get to TESO and they're going to be turned off when they first log in the game and they're like, what the heck is this? Yeah, it's first person, but it's not my first person I'm used to.
Right.
That's what sort of makes me nervous about this whole system.
People going, you know, playing from the games to the MMO, I mean, it was pretty much a given that we were going to see differences, like, in the gameplay, and that is being one. And, you know, as long as you're an Elder Scrolls fan, you know, you can adapt. And, I mean, there's always been differences in games that have, like, series like that and change into an MMO. The MMO is always, always different. There's always something major like that.
Right.
There's people arguing that the premise of this game should have been, instead of making an Elder Scrolls MMO, you should have made an MMO for the Elder Scrolls. Do you guys think that's fair? Do you guys understand what I mean by that? Like, what they mean by that?
Yeah. They want to make an MMO with an Elder Scrolls skin as opposed to basically making Skyrim Online.
Yes.
And they've kind of marketed it as Skyrim Online as opposed to an MMO with a Elder Scrolls skin. And I guess, I wouldn't really say that's fair to say because there's so many elements that are still in the game that make it feel very much like the Elder Scrolls universe, okay? I mean, yeah, it's obviously it looks like it. But there's other components to it that really, you know, make it feel like that. Ruling out, obviously, the fact that we're not going to be able to use the first person, I mean, we've still got the skills and probably, I'm assuming we're going to have, you know, the way the you spend points and abilities and so on and so forth with, you know, like, your star constellations and stuff like that. So, I don't know. I would say that it's still, I guess you could say Skyrim Online, but I mean their initial intent was always to make an MMO, right? They were planning on making an MMO, and you put it in the Elder Scrolls universe. So I don't think their initial intent was ever to make really Skyrim Online. Obviously, like Sophie said, anytime you have an RPG game or a single player game that goes from just single player, you know, gameplay and aspects like that, transfer over to an MMO universe, there's always a significant change. Because it's an MMO, it's a completely different genre, and they need to make those changes in order for the MMO to actually work.
I totally agree. I still think, in a way, it is Skyrim Online. The fact that they can't have the traditional first-person mode doesn't defeat the entire nostalgia players are going to be able to experience when they play this MMORPG. After playing previous MMO, or not MMO, a single player Elder Scrolls titles. So, I think it's a little unfair to say that this is a big deal. I think, you guys think it's fair to say that ZeniMax Online is going to keep troubleshooting this and trying to find a solution, right?
I mean, they may in the future. I wouldn't put your money on it right now if it's something that people ask for after the game launches. If it's still in popular demand, I don't see why not. You know, in a later game update or expansion pack or something like that, they could patch it in. But obviously it's not coming out at launch. I don't think it's that big of a deal. It would be a nice feature to have, but it's not, to me, it's not game breaking.
Indeed. Okay, moving right along, we have sort of some interesting rumors going around the internet. Sophie, talk about this June 1st ship date for The Elder Scrolls Online and Walmart.
Right. If you look at the Worldmort site. You can look Elder Scrolls Online, and you can find it. You can pre-order the game, and it says under shipping and pickup, it says pre-order this item today, and it should ship on June 1st, 2013. Obviously, this cannot be shipping and pickup, right?
It's a placeholder date for anybody who doesn't know.
Yeah, if everyone looks at their calendars, June 1st is on a Saturday.
Yeah, let's go over everything first here, okay? Yes, like you said, Tom, it's on a Saturday. Games don't ship on Saturdays or release on Saturdays. They release on Tuesdays, okay? It's Walmart, okay? I don't think ZeniMax would go exclusively to Walmart and say, hey, our game comes out on June 1st.
That's hilarious.
E3 is not shortly after this supposed ship date. And ZeniMax has already confirmed they're going to E3, so why would they release their game and then go to E3 to promote their game? Yeah, you could say, oh, they want to promote their game. But, I mean, really, do game companies go to E3 to solely just promote their game?
Right, and do food tours and stuff months like
that?
After.
Right, the food tour, too. Like, what's the point of that? I'm not going to go to Lansing to get free food from ZeniMax when I'm going to be at home playing The Elder Scrolls Online. That doesn't make any sense to me. Also, if you scroll down to item description, it says, a highly anticipated title scheduled to be released, or scheduled for release, to be announced, 2013. So, that contradicts their June 1st release date. And anything that usually starts on a 1st or a 31st automatically sends up a red flag that it's usually, unless it's a Tuesday, it's usually just a placeholder date. So, it's a placeholder date. It's not legit.
Yes. Well said. I totally agree. I think Walmart is
plus we don't even have a
beta. Just trying to get an edge up on people pre-ordering through them.
Right. And we don't, like I said, we don't even have a beta, a closed beta announcement, like when that's going to start. So why would they announce when the game's going to come out first before they started beta? So
right.
Definitely. Definitely. Yeah. Dan, do you agree? Do you think that this is all a bunch of...
Yeah, I totally agree. I think it's a placeholder, and it'll be later. Like we said in the last episode, November, December area, not June.
Cool. I'm telling you, man, I think it's going to come out in December. I'm telling you, December. Mark my words, December 17th.
All right, well, I think November, so we'll see who's right.
December 17th. Ah, oh, November, dude. Doesn't make sense to me. I don't know.
No one knows.
I think December too, just for the sake of choosing something.
Yeah, December 17th is on a Tuesday. It's, you know, like the week before Christmas. I mean, that's just perfect holiday gift for your son or brother or sister
or sister,
friend
or daughter.
Yeah, but people don't go shopping a week before.
Absolutely they do.
Oh yeah, dude, last there's minute so many
people
that
shop before
the last minute. It's unbelievable.
December 23rd, well, you know, busiest day of shopping in the year. So
yeah, wasn't it more busy than Black Friday last year?
Probably.
It makes in November sense to me, people December. Can't play in November. Everyone's studying for their finals and.
Well, right. People buy stuff for Black Friday during November, so...
Black Friday's not a Canadian thing anyway, so...
Yeah, sorry, I didn't mean to be arrogant Americans. my bad. but yeah, I'm telling you guys, December 17th. Unless they get delayed. Let's hope that doesn't happen. Gosh. Man, this show is a mini-cast. For sure. Absolutely. This show is a mini cast. And the reason why is we don't have that much content to discuss. And we've been getting some grief lately about how much we speculate. So rather than giving you filler, we're just going to conclude the show. I'm not saying we're not going to stop speculating. Don't get confused. But right now, this is a mini cast. Tim LaPerriere, wrap up the show. Tell everyone about the Legion Guild.
Okay.
Please.
Sure. For those who are interested in a guild, go to trollscroll.com, go over to Join Legion, and it'll take you to our Legion website. Okay. Or you can just go to legionhq.engine.com. I'm not sure by the time this episode airs if that will still be the URL, so if it's broken, don't crucify me. Go to
Trolls. It will be updated under the post of this podcast.
We're updating some stuff, so we're probably going to be switching URLs, but that's another topic to discuss anyways. The point is, Legion, we are a... I'm going to say this very clearly. We are a high-elf-only guild, which means you have to play on the Altmeri Dominion as a high elf. So if you're a Khajiit, you can't join the guild. Okay? If you're a wood elf, you cannot join the guild. If you are an imperial, you can't be an imperial. So you can't join the guild. You can't join any faction.
Yeah, if you're an Argonian, you can't join the guild.
You're kind of SOL at that point. High elf only. And the reasoning for that, and the reason we're going with, you know, a high elf only guild, is because we want to create a unique identity for our guild. And we feel by doing this, it kind of brings kind of a unique atmosphere and a unique aspect to our guild. We're not an RP guild, but we do have people within our guild that are RPing. We just started up an RP branch, and we are sort of encouraging our current guild members and even potentially new guild members to kind of get into the whole RP thing. And it makes creating a story, you know, a lot more smooth, and we can do a lot more with it. And we just feel, you know, it gives us an advantage in the beginning of the game too, because we start off, you know, in the same area and so on and so forth. And like I said, you know, it's ironic because when you start off as a high elf in a high elf only guild, you know, within your guild, you're not really unique. But as a guild together, we are very unique and we stand out. And we just feel that it's going to create a nice, unique identity for our guild and, you know.
Definitely.
Create fun.
Very good.
So.
Definitely.
That's a little bit about Legion. If you're interested in joining, like I said, head to our website. You have to also, and this is also very important, and the only reason I'm saying this, I'm not making fun of anybody or calling anybody out, but we've had people that have had issues because they just, I don't know if they didn't read or they didn't understand or they never used Engine before. But one of two things, okay? If you've never used Engine before, you have to register your Engine or register an Engine account, a Engine account, in order to view our forms, okay? If you click, you know, join Legion or whatever, the application at the top on the bar, it's going to tell you that you have access denied or whatever because you need to have an account in order to view the forms. It only makes sense. I mean, you can't post anything unless you have an account anyway, so you have to make an account in order to post. If you do have an Engine account, you're coming from a different Engine website, okay? You have to register your account via the Engine website or via the Legion website, okay? So right underneath your portrait in the top left-hand corner, it'll say Join Site. Just give that a click. It'll be good. And then you can visit our forms and post in the guild recruitment form. So go ahead, do that, fill out an application, and we'll get back to you as quickly as possible.
Most definitely.
Well said, Tim.
I'm biased, thanks, but we have a great group of players, guys. If you're looking for a friendly community, if you're looking to join a guild and not have to worry about fitting in, not have to worry about being left out, Legion's the guild for you. I mean, you could ask Sophie. Sophie joined, what, a few days ago?
Yeah, I'm new in the guild. And I mean, the reason, like, I had a guild before, like, in other games. And I mean, like, in Guild Wars 2, for example, I joined the guild. The guild is awesome. But when I joined, they were kind of playing something else. Or, you know, they quit to another MMO or whatever. So, I mean, I was this player that joined guild and felt like, hey, where are they, you know? So if you're looking for an active guild with a bunch of people, like I had the chance, I guess, to join Mumble with the crew last week. And I mean, I can say, if you want to have fun, if you just want to goof around, and if, you know, you're just looking for a place to hang out, and I know they do a lot of activities, and I'm going to keep that a secret, so you have to join to be able to know. You're going to love Legion, guys. Try it out.
Yeah. Dan, you like your time in Legion, right?
Oh yeah, it's good time, you know. God. Talking to everybody.
Thanks, Dan. I'm glad.
Dan takes point all the time. He's our bodyguard.
Dan's our bodyguard. Dan goes in. Dan goes hard with no regard.
all yeah, day, in game, day. Guys, I got you. In game, don't worry. Stand behind me. You'll be fine. You'll be good.
Yeah,
you'll be good.
Yeah, you're our bullet shield. It's great.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, guys and gills, legionhq.engine.com. As of now, that's what the domain name is. If it changes, it will be edited in the post and on the website at your convenience. Tim LaPerriere, where can people follow you on Twitter?
Well, since I've still not changed my Twitter name, they can still follow me at law_French_guy.
Cool.
Yeah, that's where I'm at.
Cool. Sophie, give us the breakdown.
All right, on Twitter and Facebook, at EaterBreca, EaderBreca, and you can find me, Sophie Breca, on YouTube.
Nice. And last but not least, Dan.
Dan the man. You can find me on Twitter at DanDelSignor.
Yeah.
Dan just gives me
just totally hijacked it, but...
Nice.
Hey, I got you guys. Told you. I'm always there.
No regard.
Boys and girls, this is episode 15, a mini-cast of your Outer Scrolls Online podcast, Troll Scroll. Hopefully we'll get more information in the near future so we can have our regular duration of show. Like I said, this isn't something that's normal. This isn't something that's going to be reoccurring. It's just because we don't want to put in a lot of filler and there's a lack of content right now. So stay tuned. Please subscribe on our YouTube channel, our iTunes. If you listen to Troll Scroll on iTunes, please leave us a review. If you leave us a 5-star review, we'll give you a shout out on the show.
Oh, ho.
Just to show you how much we care. We would love it if you liked our Facebook page. And as always, for all the news you need to know about the Elder Scrolls Online, go to trollscroll.com. Take care, everyone. Be safe. Have a pleasant evening.
Bye, guys.
Bye, guys.
See you later.
Cheerio.